Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, once these tropical storms, hurricanes, tropical storms move inland, they lose what they need to kind of grow and sustain themselves, which is the warm Atlantic waters in this part of the world. And once you move inland, no more water, no more storm.
All right. And it is inland, so we're not done with it. The remnants of Tropical Depression Henri are headed across the region this morning.
That's right. So the storm moved up into, you know, the New York, southwestern New York area. It's spitting out there this morning, but it has to come east. I mean, the prevailing winds here in this part of the world move from west to east. So even though the storm took that westward jog, it's got to come back over us and then move out into the ocean, more typical of what we expect in terms of the movement of storms. So that will do so this afternoon. With the sun, even though it may not be out very much, but with the warming of the day, some of those storms are going to get fairly heavy, and we'll see some tropical downpours and perhaps even a weak spin-up tornado in some area of southern New England. It's not a zero chance that we're going to see that. If we did, it would be small, weak, and not last long, but it's the possibility.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Let me ask you this. This was one of just a few tropical storms or hurricanes to make landfall in New England in recent decades. Why is it so rare?
Well, it's just rare for the first place because we are so far north, and it dovetails off your first question, and that's that the waters off the coast of the Atlantic, even though it's warm to some of us at 70 degrees, it's cold for hurricane. Hurricanes need water of 80, 84 degrees. They like to feed off that. That provides them their energy. That's where they get it from. And once they come into this latitude, they tend to weaken. And so that's just what we see. And if you look at the average for the past 150, 200 years, it's about every 13 years or so that a hurricane would hit the southern part of southern New England. So the Vineyard, Nantucket, out towards Chatham. It's even less as you get north. It's about every 30 years as you get north of Boston. So Bob, the last hurricane to reach New England 30 years ago, we're overdue for a hurricane, but it's just an average. And I suspect that somewhere in the next decade, too, we are going to see a hurricane actually reach the shores of New England.
All right. And back to the forecast. Once Henri moves off today, what's our weather look like for the rest of the week?
The remnants will move off this evening, especially. So I think the morning hours probably rain free. We get into the showers and downpours this afternoon and evening. They'll continue up till about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We'll see clearing skies tomorrow. Temperatures get into the mid 80s. It's going to be a nice afternoon. And then Wednesday and Thursday are really great beach days. If you have not done that yet this year, approaching 90, plenty of sunshine, light winds. It will be really ideal beach days. And then it cools off here as we head for the weekend. Friday, a little cooler, but Saturday and Sunday back down 75 to 80. And we'll also lose the humidity finally this weekend. This has been just an incredibly humid summer. And we've also had the second most number of 70 degree nights in Boston on record.
All right. Wow. Did not know that. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks very much.
You're welcome.